Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Well, Merrill Reese, it's Thanksgiving morning 2020. Thank you for getting up this early. I really appreciate it on Thanksgiving. Merrill, even though the Eagles are 3-6-1 this season, what are you thankful for this football season?
I know that Eagles fans are disappointed. I know this has been a poor season performance-wise for the Eagles so far, regardless of where they stand in the NFC East. They're 3-6-1, and they're 3-6-1 because they're playing like a 3-6-1 football team. They're not playing well. They have a lot of problems that have to be rectified. But when I think about what could have been, I say to myself, I am thankful for the fact that there is a football season. Mm-hmm. If you had asked me in July or June, I would have said, I don't know. And as we got closer to the football season, I still wasn't sure until they actually kicked it off on September the 13th. And I am thankful we have a season to focus on, even though a lot of adjustments have to be made along the way. The fact that the Thursday night game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, because of the COVID, had to be pushed back until Sunday. So they're doing whatever they can, but we have football to focus on, and that gives us a very, very necessary diversion.
Oh, absolutely. It is definitely a distraction. Even if it's not good football, it is still football. And the Eagles, Merrill, they will have their 11th game in a few days from now, Monday night, against the Seattle Seahawks. Yesterday, Doug Peterson took more questions about Carson Wentz. What did Doug say at his Wednesday press conference?
Well, it was a big question that everybody's focusing on is Carson starting on Monday night? And Doug said, Carson is my starting quarterback today. And then he was a little more emphatic and said, Carson is my quarterback. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but it wasn't as strong as the times that Doug has been saying, Carson is my quarterback going forward this season. And there was a little bit, you could see there were some wheels turning. And that doesn't mean that Carson Wentz isn't starting on Monday night, because I would say the chances are 98% that he is, but we'll see what happens from there.
And Doug's conference ended by him saying, Carson's the starter, end of story, and if you guys want to blow it up, you know, you're basically more than welcome to. Merrill, what did Doug say that the Eagles are trying to do to help Carson Wentz get out of the struggles that he's having?
And he said it's the responsibility of a lot of people. It's the coaches, it's the game plan, it's the receivers, it's the offensive line, and it's a collective effort.
And Carson said that he is approaching this week as if he is the starter. Merrill, this is a positive story. Jason Kelce, who yesterday said that his elbow's feeling better, it's responding well, which is a good sign for him to play on Monday against the Seahawks. Jason did say that he's going to be ready to go this week. He's going to make, assuming that he does play, Merrill, his 100th consecutive start. Can you put into words what Jason Kelce has meant to the Philadelphia Eagles?
He's been stability. He has been the anchor of that offensive line. But he does his job well, which is 99% of the time. Nobody talks about Jason Kelce. But if he has one low snap or two low snaps, he becomes the focus of everything. But he's a guy that is always a stand-up guy, will tell you when he doesn't think he played well, but goes out there every week And he's one of the best downfield blockers I have ever seen in this league for an offensive lineman. He is fast. He's not the biggest center in the world, but he is very, very steady. He is an outstanding player.
Yeah, he's been a tremendous Eagle for 10 seasons, and he's about to approach 100 consecutive starts, which is a great accomplishment, especially for somebody at his position. Merrill,
not only that, he's pretty good at parades.
Yes, he is. Jason Kelce has set the standard for parade speeches. You hit it right on the mark, Merrill. Merrill, two games today for Thanksgiving. First up, it is the Lions and Texans, and then it is the Cowboys and Washington. What will you be watching for today with the two games, and specifically the one with the NFC East?
The Lions and Houston are not good teams. They have both struggled. They have both been disappointing this year. You have Matt Patricia, the coach of the Lions, trying to hang on to his job. And in Houston, they have already gotten rid of Bill O'Brien, both as coach and general manager. And they're being run by Romeo Crennel, a veteran coach who has been around forever. Some people wonder if they're just going to end up extending Romeo Crennel and making him the actual head coach after the season. It doesn't seem likely at his age and where they want to go. But that's an interesting battle because Detroit always seems to play better on Thanksgiving Day. That's their great tradition, and it's always the way that I start out my Thanksgiving, too.
And I remember you say they always play well on Thanksgiving. I remember the Thanksgiving game. I'm trying to remember the year. I'm guessing it's 2015 when the Eagles went up there for Thanksgiving, and it did not go well for the Eagles. The Lions handed it to them that day. What are your thoughts on?
Well, I remember about 2015 is I was doing that game and the Eagles were so bad from start to finish that the words slipped out of my mouth and suddenly became viral. And what I said, the thing that I am most thankful for is that there are 2 minutes and 37 seconds remaining in this game.
Yes, no doubt about it. That was certainly one that Eagles fans would like to forget, so I apologize for bringing it up. Merrill, what are you looking for in the second and final?
By the way, on that day, I became more sure than ever that the Chip Kelly tenure was heading to a crash ending.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. I did not expect that it would be headed to that ending with one game to go in the season, but yeah, certainly you could tell that things were headed towards a new direction. Dallas and Washington, Merrill, what are you looking for today?
Should be an interesting game. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I keep going back and forth. Who do I want to win from an Eagles standpoint? and I'm not sure. I mean, if you're thinking that the Eagles can somehow rally and have a shot at making the playoffs, who's the tougher team down the road? I think Dallas, really, with Andy Dalton, who's not a great quarterback, but who's certainly a starting professional quarterback, I think he's going to be I think he's going to elevate them somewhat. Now, Alex Smith is a guy who's done pretty well for Washington, coming off one of the worst injuries of all time. But I just think Dallas didn't need much more at this point than a steady quarterback, and I think they are the more dangerous team. And I think playing in their stadium is going to make a difference because they do allow a certain number of fans at that crazy place. So I would think that the Eagles might benefit more if Washington wins.
Merrill, I think I have the result, though, of what Eagles fans should want.
A tie.
They should want a tie. Because
I have rarely rooted for a tie before. The tie is the one thing that would keep the Eagles in first place.
Exactly. So if you're trying to pick a team to root for today, Washington or Dallas, root for them to end with the same score, and then the Eagles would somehow remain in first, which would be.
But I think long range. Dallas with the Zeke Elliott and C.D. Lamb and Amari Cooper, they're just the better team.
They do have more talent. They do. Merrill, we started this conversation by talking about what you're thankful for. We'll end this conversation with me asking you, what is your message to the listeners and to Eagles fans?
Just enjoy the fact that we have a football season. And to everybody out there, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And please, 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 please stay safe.
Well said, Merrill. Well said. Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will chat again tomorrow morning and talk about today's games. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.